A new budget has been adopted for the second largest public school system in Massachusetts that officials say puts students first. The Springfield Public Schools will spend more money next year on technology in the classrooms, early childhood education, and launch a program to put a computer in the hands of every student. The Springfield School Committee at a special meeting unanimously approved a $394 million budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Spending will increase by $15.5 million, or 4.1%, according to a summary provided by the school department. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick, in a statement, said the budget, quote, puts students first and builds on student-centered improvements that have been achieved over the past several years. The administration was faced with closing a budget gap of almost $8 million that resulted from rising expenses, the loss of $10 million in grants, and an 8% increase in students transferring to charter schools or out of the district. Cuts were made that did not impact the classroom, according to the school department's chief communications officer, Azel Kavan.
And so we really looked at central office. We looked at streamlining our services. We were really strategic. Each central office department was asked to submit 5% budget cuts for their department. And so, the superintendent is really focused on keeping cuts away from the classroom, and we were able to do that this year.
The budget includes money to begin a program this fall that will eventually put a computer in the hands of every student.
It's a long-term technology plan that we have. And so, we looked out this far in advance to sort of stake out how much it would cost and how we would roll it out. And so, we're talking, close to 60 schools, 26,000 students, one-to-one computers. So it's a huge endeavor.
There's also funding for new science text and writing software for the elementary schools, expanding early education literacy efforts, and supporting a teacher home visit project. While the city's school committee has wrapped up its budget work, the Springfield City Council tonight begins its review of Mayor Dominic Sarno's proposed spending plan on the municipal side. City Council President Mike Fenton has scheduled three public hearings where city department and agency heads will be questioned by councilors about the budget. The council is scheduled to vote on the budget at a meeting scheduled for May 24th. Fenton praised Sarno for filing his spending plan on April 28th, the earliest budget release in the city's history.
Hope to see that continue in future years, because in the past we've always found it to be difficult when the budget comes to us late in the process. So we're grateful for that.
Sarno again made public safety a priority in his budget, funding a police academy of 60 new officers and hiring a dozen firefighters. The Parks Department would get additional money for extended after-school recreation programs. The city would contribute $250,000 to the school department to help expand pre-kindergarten education.
You have to make strategic investments, and we've done that in public safety, education, infrastructure, quality of life.
Budget writers started with an estimated deficit of $22.5 million, but were able to close the gap without touching the city's cash reserves.
I am very proud of it. I mean, it's unheard of at times that you're able to balance a budget without using any reserves or stabilization funds. Again, there's $40 million there. Highest bond ratings in the city's history.
The city is counting on $4.5 million in additional revenue from building permit fees as construction begins in earnest on the MGM Casino and a subway car factory. The city will receive $5.5 million from MGM in payments owed under the terms of the host community casino development agreement. Unrestricted local aid from the state is expected to increase, and the city expects to collect $7.5 million more in property taxes as the real estate market continues to slowly improve. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.